Many of my clients come to me suffering from low self-esteem and lack of confidence. They have good jobs, they have family and friends who are loving and supportive, they're secure in all of the ways, and yet they have this deep feeling that they're not good enough, that they have something lacking. One of the first things that I get these clients to do is to start listening to their inner voice, you know, that little voice that gives us a running commentary of the day. So that when they come back and I ask them, what did you hear? They sometimes have been quite surprised to realise just how unremittingly negative that inner voice has been. How they've looked in the mirror and they've heard their inner voice say things such as, oh, I'm looking fat, I look tired, my hair's a mess, I'm ugly. They go through work hearing the voice saying, oh, I'm stupid, other people think I'm stupid, oh, I've just messed up. So they have this unremittingly negative narrative running hour by hour, day by day. So it's not quite so surprising that despite the fact they think things are quite well in their world, their self-esteem is leaching away, their self-confidence is really lacking. Once they've heard that voice and they've noticed it, I then ask them, well, what would you do if it was someone else? What if someone was actually following you around, saying those things to you, as you looked in the mirror, as you went through your working day? And of course, they always say, well, I'd never tolerate it. They say they'd tell it to shut up, to go away. So I ask them to do the same thing to the voice that they're listening to in their heads. Not when they hear it, they don't entertain it, they don't argue with it or contradict it. They simply tell it in whatever language they wish to shut up. And then they think about something else, something quite disconnected. Now, it's a simple exercise, but it actually puts you back in control of those self-criticisms. Because while we just let them run in the background, they're very harmful. Once we notice them and start stopping them, then we can go about the business, the really important business, of repairing our egos, of rebuilding our self-confidence. And that's where my work with them really comes in, is to repair all the damage that those criticisms have caused over the years. Now, the criticisms may be a voice from their past, from their childhood, from their school. It doesn't really matter where it came from. The fact is, as adults, it's really not helping them now. So listen to your own inner voice. Notice where it is criticising you or insulting you. And just tell it, in no uncertain terms, to shut up. You'll find that the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And the easier it becomes to start repairing your self-esteem.